UMass been a heckle and Jekyll team so far.
Been a little banged up, too, and a team that could come out and surprise there at home. How about Michigan State Northwestern, game 577?
Game 577. Got Michigan State a 4.5-point favorite at Northwestern. Northwestern let me down the other day. I had them against Penn State. They had two big leads, and they gave them up both times. But not
like Northwestern either. Disciplined squad, up by 11 second half. Figured they'd take care of business against Penn State. Michigan State, a nice road win the other day
and
now at Minnesota, and now going to Northwestern in Evanston. That should be a dynamite game. How about game 605, 606 for the folks from the Mountain West Conference that don't like Utah but like BYU? BYU at home against Wake Forest should be a good one.
Big revenge game. Wake Forest crushed them last year, if you remember that game. It was at Wake Forest, now BYU. I tell you what, it's a very good young Wake Forest
what's
team.
What's the line on that?
BYU 3-point favorite, Ken.
I'd take BYU until they lose at the Marriott Center. They're the best. They have the longest streak in the country. And I'll tell you, Lee Kamard is something special. I mean, I like Tavernari as well, but Lee Kamard, he's going to play at the next level. Why? Because the guy knows how to hustle. He knows how to get on the floor for loose balls. He's dynamite. How about
Delaware catching 5.5 at home against VCU? I think Delaware always been a good dog at home in that conference.
Boys from Vegas.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. You silly fuckers. Tonight, I have nothing witty to start off with. I have nothing profound. We're missing a Negro. And rumor has it we may have boobs in the studio. Unfortunately, the prudish kind.
Hey, Trencher?
Yeah, what's up?
I have something witty to say. Boobs.
You know, I just realized something. If anybody goes to the forum at spankwagon.net, the official website of the greatest internet radio show ever.
Ever!
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 Ever.
If you go there, you'll notice that our football pool is missing. You finally confabulated.
I did the mathemication.
You did the mathemication. We got the confabulation on. We got those.
We got the confabulator until Apple buys it and makes it part of the next OS.
Widgets!
No, tonight we will be revealing the big wiener of the NFL bet.
And, of course, because of the bet, the big wiener will be the small wiener. I mean, it really, washing a car in the cold.
In a mankini.
In a mankini. Duh. Duh.
You know we're going to have to broadcast that live, too. Right?
Well, yeah, we're going to broadcast it for sure because, I mean, we're not doing this for ourselves.
No, we do it for you fuckers out there.
I mean, absolutely, we're not doing it for ourselves. So we got that going on. Hey, we got people showing up. Awesome. Big Daddy Decaf.
Big Daddy Decaf is in the studio.
And look who he brought along.
He brought Scrappy back for a show.
Bring it little white girls.
He does love him some little white girls.
Who doesn't? Seriously. All right, we'll get their mics going here. What else do we got going on? So we have the Fufu Beers.
We got Mike's light, hard cranberry lemonade. That
am I here? Hello,
yeah, you're here. Yeah. You're
man, I've seen more chinks this weekend than I've seen in a long ass time.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
I can't tell if
what
it's
do you mean? What you mean? It's a strip. I went downtown for New Year's, right?
Oh, you did.
Lame fucking shit this year. No fucking fireworks either.
Wait, were you on the strip too?
Yes.
Of course, there was fireworks.
You may have forgotten. No. You have to get up on this like it's a big black cock.
There were like a few places. Like the year before, it was like a whole shitload of fireworks. Right. This year, it was like fucking.
Well, you know, the reason the fireworks sucked is because of the new building codes and shit like that. Yeah, because, you know, someone decided to weld and set the Monte Carlo on fire because it's made of styrofoam.
Yeah, they had to launch all the fireworks from ground locations rather than
or
on
from
top.
Parking ramps.
Or from parking ramps. Yeah. They couldn't do it from on top of the buildings.
And see, and that's the thing. It's nothing worse than seeing a bunch of drunk fuckers say, Happy New Year! And everyone looking up at the fucking sky to see fucking nothing.
Where were you?
Do
you remember? Were you that
yeah,
drunk?
I was because I was very fucking sober because I was with family and shit.
Oh, no, I wasn't sober and I know where I was. Where were you?
No, I was, Bellagio, that's where I was.
Oh, we weren't that far away from each other.
Didn't they explode the fountains or something? Happy New Year!
Nah,
sploosh.
It was nothing. It was like...
throwing the bar of soap. What?
Why the fuck did I sound weird? Is it me? Hello? It's been that
turn up your headset.
It's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah, I know. It's been like 6 fucking months since we did this fucking shit.
No shit.
Everyone's pointing out in the chat room, there's the missing Negro. Yes. Yes, there he is. He's back. He's here. And Scrappy's joining us tonight, which is rather nice of her.
Hi.
I told Scrappy she couldn't come unless she got naked.
And I told him no.
She said it was too cold outside.
That's why you're inside.
It's
we'll
actually, it's cold in here,
so
too.
So pretty much nothing fucking changed. New year, same shit.
Wait. Starting off here in 2007, we just want to welcome everyone. Oh,
thanks.
Shit.
We came in talking about alcohol. I did racial slurs. Same shit. Same shit. Different year. Man.
Same shit. Just still funny. You know?
We were also recapping that tonight we are going to reveal the big wiener of the NFL bet. We're gonna go over that tonight. For those of you that don't
know, I pulled some good fucking weeks for the last couple
of
weeks.
Dude, okay, let's talk about this real quick. For those of you that don't know, the bet was at the beginning of the season, each of us would pick four teams each week, or four games, and pick the winner. At the end of the season, the person with the highest correct picks gets their car washed by the other two after the Super Bowl, and the other two will be wearing mankinis.
I love it.
Yeah. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, you
after
know,
the Super Bowl?
I made this fucking bet after I lost all this fucking weight.
Right after the Super
Bowl? Right after the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I hope I'm not a loser because I'm having a Super Bowl party in my house, man.
I haven't got my invite yet. What the fuck, yo?
Well, I haven't.
There may be a reason.
Well, I'm still have to get over my Patriots being 11-5 and not making it. Then I'll start doing the invite.
Maybe we'll do it a couple of days after, but that will be going after. So we have tabulated all the results.
Yeah,
we do
I can't
have
do
winner.
That shit that drunk, man. I'm gonna be fucking plastered. I'll be like
stumbling around.
Yes.
Why is this dog in my ass? What the fuck's going on?
Throw some turpentine at your fucking paint and shit in the car. And be like,
yeah, it will be. It'll be an interesting night. A couple of highlight picks to point out on that. By the way. Of that, Decaf, I can say you did have the most 4-0 picks out of anybody.
Nice.
You had, I want to say, about 7 or 8 of them, actually, so you did fairly well. Trencher, you did pretty well yourself, except for Week 12, where Trencher picked the Steelers to win, and the Steelers didn't play in Week 12. They had a bye week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we almost had a week where all of us went 0-4. So there was one week where Decaf and I both went 0-4, and that's because
we were too fucked up to.
We were hungover as fuck, dude. Dude, that was the night we went to Trixie's bar,
and
we didn't leave that bar until 6:30 in the morning. I went out and slept in my car in the parking lot. That was like, woo! Yeah! A
long fucking night.
It was a very long night. So that was that. Other things to cover tonight. We did adjust the podcast feed.
Yay.
The podcast feed now includes... Let me turn the camera so you can all of you get a look at my gorgeous... No, fuck that. We'll put it on Scrappy. the podcast feed now, even though it's a one feed, you get two shows. You get not only Spankwagon Radio, as you have gotten in the past, but you now also get...
The Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, which is on every Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
I know.
9 o'clock.
I just want to see you correct.
Thank you. Yes, so you get the MRAF feed. So those of you that have...
He came with that correction quick, did he? 9 o'clock, motherfucker.
9 o'clock. So those of you that...
I remember.
Those of you that have the podcast feed already, you might want to delete it and recreate it. I don't know. Also, for those of you that have it set up through iTunes, because we do have the iTunes feed, the show descriptions are also now in the podcast directory. So you get the descriptions of what each show is.
So what was the show that I had? I wanted everyone to download with us and them. What do we talk about?
The Mr. Murphy Estefan and the Negro Sound Machine.
No, not our show. that was a pretty funny. That was pretty fucking funny. I talk about the same week
what?
Or was it different when Dim came on?
Oh, when Dim came on. Yeah. I don't know what week that is, but I think that's in the description as well.
I don't know what the description.
Oh, geez, that night.
You know,
that,
yeah. I
wow. I'm just
it jumped around so fucking much. I'm interested to see what the fuck it was called.
I have no clue.
Hey, wow.
I write this shit and I still don't know.
We got people popping up in the chat room, left, right, and center. It's good to see Virtual One back in. How you doing, Vert?
By the way, I do have some, you know, talking about people. I got an IM today. If everybody remembers Flash FM,
absolutely.
Andy used to be one of our syndicates. He popped in, wished us all a happy new year. Nice. So that was kind of nice to see him pop on. And then he had to share immediately with me that they're going to do a Doctor Who Confidential this weekend, announcing who the next Doctor is going to be. Nerd.
Oh. Nerd Rock. Root.
Nerd Rock.
I don't know.
You know what? Once again,
I'm just as lost as you are.
It's all right. Let's see. What other shit's been going on? Well, we finally did the three-card Monty.
Yeah.
The three-card Monty. This is why we weren't here last Friday. Last week, we have successfully moved my ex-wife to Iowa, moved me into my new apartment.
And moved me and my plethora of children,
children into
my brood,
house.
Into the house. So we did a three-card Monty. It was probably the most stressful move I think I've ever been a part of in my entire life. I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who came out and helped us move, and a big fuck you to those of you that didn't.
fuck you. I moved a whole
you
fucking
were, you
dude,
moved a fucking building
let's,
an office.
Let's talk about this. You had to move an office from one office to another.
Not an
and
office,
I heard it was back again.
A building to a building.
You had to move a building to a building, but it didn't go the way you guys thought it was going to go.
No, because the fucking director was there, and when he saw the old
well, let's take a step back and explain to everyone.
Okay, well, they're opening up the new Centennial Library branch, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a bigger place, and they're going to have like twice as many computers that a lot of the libraries have now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be bringing over old stuff and bringing in new stuff. Well, we fucking it's only because it was the day after fucking Christmas, right? So it was only like four motherfuckers working, and only two of them were bosses.
So it means there was only two of you motherfuckers
working.
Yeah.
So it was only two of us working, and we had to move out all these computers and servers from one library all the way across town, Green Valley, all the way to Centennial, which is like a 30-minute drive.
Jeez.
Or something like that.
Now, what kind of servers were they? Were they Blade servers, like 1U Blade servers? Are we talking like big old honking?
No, they're the Blade servers. Oh, okay. So they're not as bad. No, it's not.
So they weren't like Compact ProLiance or anything like that?
Those things are fucking ridiculous.
Shit.
Yeah, so we move them over. Walk in. As soon as we walk in, fucking director of all the libraries is fucking there.
Uh-huh.
First thing he said was, what's this old fucking shit you bring in the building? Got on the phone for our boss. We moved all this old shit in.
Uh-huh.
And then told us, well, you guys got to take some of this old shit out. Bring in, buy all kinds of new shit before the building opens on the 10th. We had to put in a shipment to Dell to order about 50 more computers.
Yeah.
To build up all new shit and get all back
oh,
out
no.
there to take back old shit. Yes.
Wow. And you guys wound up having to do this all in
10 days with vacations and weekends.
And you had to move all this stuff over and then move it back in one day, correct?
Well, we had to move it, then we had to move some of it back. Some of it's out there, but some of it we may be moving back too.
Oh,
we don't know.
Man.
They don't even know how many machines are going to go in certain places.
Oh my God.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
And we have 10 days. I mean, no, it's the second. Not 8 days.
You've got
eight days for this.
You know, that's the one thing I will say about Dell. As much as I can't stand them, they are pretty good about getting shit ordered and getting out to you in a certain period of time.
Yeah, when they send us all Spanish keyboards.
Oh, what?
What?
They send us all our keyboards is in Spanish. So we put computers out with no keyboards because we have to wait for a reshipment so we get the key.
How many keyboards?
30.
Olé!
Hey, Trench, why don't you change the LV Rocks thing over there to say Spankwagon, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah, first they left about, then they said the Spanish ones, so then, yeah. So.
Did you keep some of the Spanish ones? Are we doing that now, Spanish keyboards?
You can order you can order keyboards in pretty much any language.
I know, but I'm saying, are we supposed to be like
no, because
bilingual on the keyboards?
Without a Hispanic keyboard.
Dude, I was trying to type you a letter. I was trying to type you a letter, but all my vowels have accent marks over them. I'm not sure what to do.
Actually, I was looking at the keyboard. It's the only keys that are actually on the keyboard are LAWNCARE. Scrappy's thinking that shit out.
Fuck you.
No, seriously, you're like, oh, that's an L-A-W-N.
You said it so fast, and I've been drinking. So leave
drinking?
Lounge carry?
Lounge?
So I have to talk about this thing
it's
that Scrappy's drinking.
That was in my car from the other night.
This was in her car. She's got a Mike's Light Hard She's got a Mike's Light Hard Cranberry Lemonade. But here's the thing. She gave it to me, and I took a sniff. The smell of the light hard cranberry combined with her her lip gloss across the top, it smells like cherry NyQuil.
Oh, does it? This is Diet Coke.
Way to go there,
this
Kitty
is Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Okay, someone smell it.
Smell that. I think it smells like cherry.
I think he's on
cherry
drugs.
NyQuil a little.
No.
You're not getting that with a lip gloss?
No, it just smells like chalky.
Yeah. So that's my hypersensitive sense of smell for you I guess.
That's your fucking nose.
It smells like cherry lip gloss.
That might be what it is.
I guess I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know what cherry lip gloss
smells like.
Yeah.
Hopefully
would
pretty
you
soon.
Like to know what cherry, no.
Pretty soon he'll get to find out what it tastes like and what it looks like in a ring around his dick.
That's what I was about. God damn, you stole my fucking joke before God damn it.
You should have known that he was going to say
okay,
that.
Okay, here's the problem. Here's the problem, though. It's me, okay?
Okay, here's the thing.
See, that's the problem is that you think that. You need to have more confidence, and girls will be sucking on that. Your balls
did
in their
you
mouth.
Just bleep yourself a
fake wagon? Yes, you did.
Did you bleep yourself a fake wagon?
My bad.
Here's the thing. Just remember, here's something that you need to remember. Pink ring around your dick, lipstick. Green ring around your dick, gangrene. Okay? You just go to the doctor appropriately,
really?
Okay? Yeah. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple things, including how I ruined Christmas for my entire family.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
shouting to be heard, cooling our burning lips. We break down the gates, open up our wounds, bleeding for innocence. We make ritual noise, we weave the fabric of dreams. We build cities to sound within the rhythm of time. Twist logic around, we feed the engines of change. Sound, we feel the rhythm of time. We live dangerous lives. We have the power of will. We trace logic around. We feed the engines of change. We make ritual noise. We weave the fabric of dreams. We build cities of sound. We feel the rhythm of time.
Web hosting starting at $1.99. CanisHosting.com.
Sugar, let's get it on.
You know, what really sucks is when you don't plan out your audio files before you drop them into the player. Now, Murph, I think he's scrubbing forward to some information.
I got it.
We've got a lot of audio that we need to play. Now, Murph, do you want to do yours or do you want to do what Jody sent us first?
Let's do what Jody sent us first.
All right. So, friend of ours, listener, all-around kick-ass guy, Jody from Steel City Radio.
Steel City!
Sent us some audio, and actually, I need to cue it because I was cueing something different. But he sent us some promos that I wanted to play, so we got some new promos being sent out. So let's listen to those.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
.net.
Spankwagon Radio.
We here at Spankwagon Radio, we always are thinking of our listeners.
Spankwagon is the place to discuss all things from a man's point of view.
My man Trench here, dude, he found himself the first PC he could find in that place and had it jump on his lap.
Spankwagon is the place where good behavior, good manners, and overall maturity take a backseat.
My hands were ice cold.
Because all the blood was being directed to the lower regions of your body.
Pretty much.
Join Trencher, Murphy, and Big Daddy Decaf.
The problem was, though, is I went to go put my hands on her, and she literally almost jumped through the ceiling. Like, just...
No, this isn't your grandfather's radio show.
So, epic fail for me on that one.
Wow.
It's Spankwagon Radio, Saturdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Steel City Radio. Spankwagon. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, that's the one that...
Spankwagon Radio is on here.
I got loop on. I forgot. So, anyhow. Loop. But, yeah, that's the one that Jody made for Steel City. Mm-hmm. And then let me go ahead and load up this one.
Spankwagon.
Here's one of the things here at Spankwagon we love to do, and that's brutalize each other.
Big time.
Big time.
Spankwagon is the place where good behavior, good manners, and overall maturity take a backseat.
What I was going through is a lot of just a personal issue that, you know, I was coming to terms with and realizing I needed to move forward on.
Trencher found out that he actually likes men.
No.
And,
no.
Oh, sorry.
Not at all.
Spankwagon is the place to discuss all things from a man's point of view.
So, this is so great. He's so uncomfortable. Are your balls sweating yet?
Yes. I'm going to have to go get a blow dryer and stuff it in my pants. So,
something.
Join Trencher, Murphy, and Big Daddy Decaf.
So I am a divorced parent.
Trencher, single and ready to mingle.
Oh, Jesus. Thanks.
It's Spankwagon Radio.
We here at Spankwagon Radio, we always are thinking of our listeners.
Spankwagon, Saturdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Steel City Radio. Spankwagon. Listener discretion is advised.
So there we go.
Those are great. Now, Jody, I want to hear some with decaf. I want to hear some decaf commercials. No, dude, you got some fucking one-liners that fucking have me rolling. I'm sitting there listening to a couple of the old podcasts in the car the other day. Dude, I had to pull over. I was laughing so hard. Fucking dude, you make me fucking laugh, and it's funny. And it's funny.
I think I can't even get no respect in the commercials either, huh? All I get is,
fuck you, I didn't make the commercial. Up. Oh, Jesus, here we go.
Isn't it? Wait.
Two promos and nothing.
I just realized it. He's Canadian. He's never seen a black man.
Two promos.
Maybe you scare him.
You right. Intimidate Jody.
Take some of the bass out of your voice.
Hold on, let me see if I can board out some bass in your voice. We're going to go for full high and no low. Talk.
Hello.
Nah, that's it ain't working.
Sounds more like a tin can.
Yeah.
This is out terrible. Hello.
Wait. Oh, God.
Wow. Hello. Excuse me. Hello.
There you go.
Yeah, well.
I guess I got to sound more like you guys. Hey there! Yeah, and then the blood just kind of rushing about your body.
Wow. Look at you. You are just all kinds of feisty tonight, aren't you?
Wow.
To piss him off.
Cut the digger out of the fucking promo.
Oh my god, dude. Dude, we didn't write
cut
these.
Cut the digger out. Cut him out. Cut the digger out.
We didn't write these. We didn't request these. None of there is nothing to do with
you
it
just
here.
Had 95% of input and shit. I didn't write it. I didn't put it together. We just had 95%.
Nope,
of the
nothing.
Input.
We had nothing to do with that promo. Absolutely.
Okay,
nothing.
Wait. You know, if now Jody feels either A, obligated or B, more likely, totally fucking miffed that he won't make us another promo. I'm blaming you.
I think the best promo would be all just decaf, just saying nigger, like just all the different times he said it, like in the different tone inflection, like nigger, 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 just that. I think it'd be just
you
the
know
greatest.
maybe I need to talk to Jody and maybe get a darker perspective promo.
That'd be great.
Just something where he's screaming, listen!
It's all right, man. Fuck. It's cool, man. I understand, man.
Hey, we got a lot of people in the chat room. Should we do Mad Props tonight?
I think
we're going to have to.
Should we bring Mad Props back for the new year?
I think we're going to have to.
Ain't no Big Daddy don't get no love, man.
Oh, now that's not right.
Bring all the talent and get none of respect for it.
What?
Ouch. Ouch. Dude, I told you, I still think the best episode of MRAF has been the one where you and I were together.
I know.
Yeah, it was.
I agree.
What was that? Murphy, Estefan, and the Negro Sound Machine. That was great.
I know. Where's it at?
Why are you so insecure about this?
I don't know.
He's not feeling the love.
Yeah.
Do you need a hug?
We'll give you a hug.
Trench, I think he needs a hug.
Okay. I think you need to.
Nah, I want a hug.
Wait,
when I feel.
Shirts on or shirts off?
Off. Pants too. Take it all off. Damn. There's a lot of naked white people.
Oh, my
can
God.
Can I not?
Oh, my God.
Can I not see you guys?
This is the second gayest moment.
Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Shh.
Okay, Scrap, now you get to take your shirt off and give him a hug, too.
Not going to happen. Sorry.
No, fuck you, too, Scrap. You dissed me. Forgot about me. Don't want to be friends with me. It's
right. We're going to have that conversation.
Yeah, we want to hear about this. You said something about falling out. I'd love to hear about this while I warm up again.
This is just decaf being overly sensitive.
It's overly sensitive. One day,
no
you're
shit.
Talking to me. Next day, he stopped talking to me. It was like overnight and shit. I don't know what the fuck happened. I was like, okay.
I can tell you what happened. She made friends with a gay.
What?
She has this new friend, and it's like her bestest buddy in the whole wide world.
Well, one, she never has to worry about the dick coming anywhere near her mouth.
Yeah. That, and I think they both adore Twilight. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, you became friends with a faggler?
No.
Are you the fag hag?
No.
No, she's not.
No, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, you have a new friend.
I have a lot of new friends.
Yes, I
there's
know.
One in particular who we work with.
I have a lot of one in particular friends who we work with.
Yeah.
Okay, but how does this have to do with decaf being guilty?
It has nothing to do with decaf. Being overly sensitive.
You can't.
Overly sensitive?
Are you one of the type of
overly
people?
Fucking sensitive? I go from calling her like fucking 3-4 times and texting and no fucking reply for 3 fucking weeks. How am I fucking overly sensitive? I'm being a fucking friend.
I think I have an idea here. I think I know why.
Let's hear it.
She said no.
She said no when I met her.
And then that's not the case.
That's my favorite word.
She hung out with a fag.
No, you know.
I got replaced by a booty humping.
That's not it. I know what it is.
What is it?
Dude, you turn her on and she can't deal with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
She's not saying no.
See? I think she's just a little too.
Well, no, not right now. You can't have it right now.
In the jeans. I think she's a little.
She's a little
I think she's
in the
into you.
There
I think
you,
that's
yeah?
going to be it.
And you know
that,
what? And
if
you
that
know,
moves this on, then yeah, sure. That's exactly what it was.
And I tell you, this is. You know what's so fucked up? After all this time, she didn't say. You know, she didn't even give me a hug in the fucking parking lot. You know, the first thing I did, I didn't go. Oh fuck, where the fuck you been? You haven't called me. You know what I told her? I say like you lost weight. You look great. I gave her a fucking compliment when I first saw her. Ain't that some shit?
Was that just some bullshit?
No, it was no bullshit.
Damn,
it was actual
he's
shit.
Like, how can I get on
now,
your good
when
side?
When have I ever said some shit that was bullshit? When I say something, I fucking mean what I say.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant when I say. I mean, even though I am pissed off you did fucking kick me to the side like a fucking
I didn't kick you to the trench. When's the last time I called you or talked to you or texted
you?
Well,
I never talked to you.
You never talked to
you're
anybody.
You're not helping the situation.
Well, I never talked to you. I don't talk to
anybody.
Exactly. Look, you're
when's the last time I called you or texted you
wait,
or talked to
listen,
you?
Listen.
Answer the question.
You ready?
Okay, thank you. There you go.
Well, how many times did he text me good morning? And how many times have you since the last 6 months?
Here's the thing. She's trying to ask the antisocial asshole. How many times I talked to you? You don't talk to me because I don't talk back.
No, yeah, you do.
I do.
Remember all those times we had cyber sex?
We have.
Yeah. You don't remember?
That was when you were on my keyboard.
No, that was not you. I refuse to believe that.
You better think differently.
It's all right. I can't get no love from Scrappy.
Get over your oversensitivity.
Spank wagon promos.
But that's just Scrappy. Seriously. Let's all just take a moment.
The decaf just gives and gives and gives and get nothing in return. Man.
It's all right.
What the fuck is this? I'm overmodulating.
Yeah. That means he's screaming into the mic and it's distorting.
That's because he's oversensitive. He's overmodulating.
You know, let's go ahead and it's been a while since Scrappy's been in the studio, so let's go ahead and put her in the barrel. Scrappy, why aren't you returning any of Decaf's texts?
And invites.
Oh, thanks for showing up my book signing too. I'm busy.
Have your book signing over like
you just say you just
on
said,
a Saturday
you
morning. Know,
all you had to say was,
"What are you doing? Watching Saturday morning cartoons? I like the Spurs more than decaf."
You know, I didn't even want that. I didn't even care if you went to buy the fucking book. All you had to text me was congratulations. I didn't even get that kind of shit. You
congratulations, know overly sensitive, overmodulating decaf.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, decaf. If I were you, I'd be pissed off.
I'm sorry, man.
You are not helping the situation.
I got past pissed off a long time ago.
When do I ever help the situation? I mean, come on, really.
Never.
I have a bit in my car that will crush someone. Anyway, speaking of bits that crushed someone, I want to move on here. I want to play this audio.
Okay, let me bring you up on...
For those of you that know, I do a show on Tuesday nights here on LV Rocks.
That decaf shills, but doesn't get put in the promos.
I know. You know what, decaf? I'm making a MRAF promo tonight, and I'm doing it with you. I'm doing it with you from the Negro Sound Machine. She's all about wanting to see the fags. This is awesome.
It's a safety thing. It's a safety net.
Well, as soon as the dick goes in the mouth, you're going to start texting.
I'd be taking my camera and video recording that.
No, you won't be. You're too busy text messaging. You got time for that shit.
Yeah, great. Motion.
I know.
So anyway, I do a show on Tuesdays called MRAF, Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. And usually it's a themed show. We've done the all Motown show, which was me and Decaf we did. We've done music that I want my kids to listen to. We've done a goth show. And I recently did two Christmas shows. I did a Hanukkah show, which... For those of you that didn't hear it, it's actually really good. And then I did a Christmas show because I had actually had someone threaten to take my balls if I didn't do a Christmas show.
Why did you do a Kwanzaa show? What day is it?
Dude, I couldn't find any Kwanzaa music.
What day is it?
I have no idea. But seriously, I went and looked for non-Christmas holiday music. And
is there such thing as Kwanzaa music?
It's all a kangaroo. But anyway, so on the show I did for Christmas, I decided to make a phone call home and talk to one of my kids. So let me go ahead and play this here.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Holy cow. This is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Trencher's here with me tonight. Say hi, Trencher.
Hi, Trencher.
And with me on the phone, Athena, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Guys, this is Athena. This is my daughter. Athena, how are you, sweetie?
Good.
Now, I told your mom that I wanted to talk to you and tell you something. Did she tell you what it was?
No.
Okay. Well, you know what time of year it is. You know what's coming up in a couple days, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's coming up?
Christmas.
And what do you look forward to most on Christmas?
Presents.
That's right, presents. Well, sweetie, I have to tell you something, and I love you dearly, but it's about time someone broke the truth. You know all those presents you get every year that are from Santa?
Yeah.
Come here, Trench. You get some great presents, right? You've gotten like a bike and you've gotten some other stuff. You've gotten a bunch of things, right?
Yeah.
Every year you got those weren't from Santa. Those were from me and your mom.
Oh. What?
Athena?
No!
There is no Santa Claus. Oh. Athena, I'm sorry. All of those presents are from me and your mom. We do all those for you.
What?
Santa's fake, sweetie. We made him up. So all those times where
you're a liar.
All those times where you had all those letters we had you write out and the phone calls that we had you make to Santa.
No, you're a liar.
Those were going just to me.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
You remember the cookies that you left out last year? I ate them.
That's the meanest part about that.
I may be a jackass, but this is the Power Hour.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and then later on, my wife called, and man, I got a rash of shit for that like you wouldn't even believe.
Hey, by the way, I think I found some Kwanzaa music.
Wow.
Is it all clicks and whistles?
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
Right?
That old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Easy. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man.
Seems up piano.
Woke up quick at about noon. Right? Just thought that I had to be in
music,
Compton
right?
soon. I got to get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up
I forgot about
signs.
The bass line in this.
Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangsta.
I don't think that's Kwanzaa music.
Come on, I'm feeling festive.
Something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches. Slapping the hoes.
No.
Went to the park to get the scoop.
What do you think,
D-Cap? Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A
car pulls
I think it passed with Kwanzaa music. Even though the only people that celebrate Kwanzaa is like old black women in their 60s, but yeah, I think you pass a Kwanzaa beat.
Okay, well, someone please tell me what the hell Kwanzaa is.
I have Kwanzaa music. Am I still up?
6 is up.
Bye. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike.
I think this qualifies, right?
No, man, I'm done. I'm done with the racial jokes, man. No more. No
mas. I told you he's oversensitive. He's PMSing.
No.
Wow. We finally did. And now he's going to texting, so that means he'll be leaving within 5 minutes.
I ain't texting.
Wait, if that got him, wonder what this is going
to
do.
Oh, I got no friends to text. I'm down to.
I just saw your sled running off down the street. Hurry, call the police. No problem.
No problem? Well, aren't you afraid he'll get away?
Heavens, no. Not with the shackles.
Introducing the shackles.
I haven't played that in a while. Oh, man.
So you had nothing else to bring to the show today except for a couple of racial lighters, and that was it. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty much standard operating procedure for me in case you hadn't noticed. No, we do have one more bit of business to take care of when we come back from the break.
Oh, God, I am not looking forward
to
this.
When we come back from the break, we are going to reveal who won the NFL Pick'em Bet. So stay tuned here, kiddies. Stay locked hooey bluey to your computer speakers.
Hooey.
What?
Hooey bluey. Yeah. And
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spank Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
If you'll join us in this song, I think you'll recognize it when I start it. Let me get a card.
1, 2, 3, 4. Always remember, others may hate you. Those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
Richard Nixon died today.
That's just plain poppycock. And then you destroy yourself.
I saw it on the news, they said.
Au revoir. Au revoir. We'll see you again.
Oh, I guess he was okay.
Well, I'm not a crook.
He was the president everybody hated.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Crook, crook.
And I don't dream about the president anymore.
Crook, crook. As a flower, she grew.
And all of my friends, they say that they don't either.
Crook, crook. And as a fair young flower, she died.
Richard Nixon died today.
Poppycock.
I saw it on the news, they said.
Because people have got to know.
Oh, I guess he was okay.
Their president's a crook.
I'm watching history remade.
Crook, crook.
He went to a special place in heaven.
I love Negative Land. Crazy shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
What the fuck?
What's wrong with him?
I don't know, but he's shutting the computer down.
This motherfucker.
Oh, the computer's pissing him off.
No, it's not really.
On computer. Top of us.
Everything, shit.
I'm not pissed off.
What are you then, dude? Because this is so weird.
Oversensitive.
I'm fine,
man. I mean, this is about as weird as I was this past summer. You're not leaving your wife, are you?
No.
Okay. So we're back, Spank Wagon Radio. We're gonna dive in. First, we got the football picks, and then we want to hear about New Year's Eve stories because
yes.
It sounds like everybody's got stories, including our listeners, which means right now, call us up, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
Piece of shit e-machine. Oh, he hit his
what,
knee.
What, did the bottle fucking hurt him now too?
He just wrenched his knee.
He just beat, his knee went into the desk.
I think that we need to call him a cab.
All maybe. Right, you're a cab. I don't think that's working.
Wow.
Did it? Was it the corner? Did it get right into the soft, fleshy part?
Nah, I'm good.
Ouch.
Good.
We'll get you a wheelchair and a chairlift to get you out of the studio, okay?
So what happened with this bet, man? Because I had a lot of 4-0s.
You had a lot of
4-0s.
You had a lot of 4-0s. You had a lot of 4-0s.
I'm putting money on teams that aren't even there.
Yeah, Trencher put some bets in on some teams that didn't even play those weeks. Let's go back and look at some banner weeks. One of the more interesting weeks would be week 11 with the Eagles tie. Both of you and Trench both went 4-0 that week because we counted the tie as a full win.
Okay.
See, Trench went 4-0 a couple of times. On week 8, you went 1-3. I was the most consistent out of everyone going 2-2. I went 2-2 almost every single week. Trench, you had some great weeks. I still think the bullshit week, that was week 2 when you and I were both still too goddamn hungover to put our bets in. All in all, the point totals came out really, really close, actually. I was expecting it to be a lot more of a blowout than it was. So who's ready for the finals? The final numbers.
Well, I don't know. How do we announce this? Because you can only announce one winner and two losers.
Well, I'll just tell the point totals of how many wins I had. So, going down the list, let's see. Decaf, you had a shitload of 4-0s, but you also had a lot of 1-3s. Me, again, I was really consistent with two and twos. And Trencher, I don't even know how he was picking at one point. But like I said, he picked the Steelers in week 12 when they had a bye. I don't understand it. So point totals are as such. I came in third place with 38 points, 38 wins. 38 wins and 30 losses. Trencher had 48 wins and 20 losses. And Big Daddy Decaf had 43 wins and 25 losses.
I fucking won? How the fuck did I win? Trencher. I guessed.
Dude, you guys have to invite me to this car wash.
What the hell?
Trencher won.
What?
I knew he was going to win in week one.
How did you?
Because you're like that. You're like the wife that picks all the bets and shit. And then we're the husbands that are like, oh God, we fucking picked rogue again.
I swear to God, Trencher's thinking was, would a bear beat a lion in a fight?
Half the time, that's exactly it.
Let me break it down week by week. I just want to do this real quick. Week one, Decaf went 3-1. I went 3-1. Trench went 2-2. Week two, Decaf went 0-4. I went 0-4. Trench went 3-1. I think that's ultimately what killed us.
Oh, I know. Okay, that's the week.
I think that's what did us in. Week three, Trench went 4-0. Both Decaf and I went 2-2. Week four, Trench went 3-1. Decaf and I went 2-2. Week five, Decaf went 4-0. I went 3-1. Trench went 2-2. Week six, we all went 2-2. Week seven, which was a really bad week for all of us, Decaf, you and Trench both went 1-3. I went 2-2. Again, like I said, I'm the most consistent guy here with 2-2. Week eight, Decaf, you went 1-3. Trench and I went 2-2. Week nine, Decaf went 3-1. Trench and I both went 4-0. Week 10, Decaf went 3-1. I went 3-1. Trench went 4-0. Week 11, as we talked about, both of you guys went 4-0, and I went 2-2. Week 12, Decaf went 1-3. I went 2-2, and Trench went 3-1. Week 13, Decaf, you went 4-0. I went 3-1. Trench went 3-1. Week 14, Decaf, you went 4-0. I went 2-2. Trench went 3-1. Week 15, Decaf, you went 3-1. I went 2-2, and Trench went 3-1. Week 16, Decaf, you went 2-2. I went 1-3. Trench went 2-2. And in week 17, Decaf, you went 4-0, and Trench and I both went 3-1. At the end of the season, Decaf, you were just on fire. You had almost 4-0, 3-1, and almost every single week.
It's because I get to tell how the teams are playing. Like at the beginning,
yeah,
I was actually listening to the hype. Oh, the Cleveland Browns, this and all these teams are supposed to Jacksonville, and then when they start losing, you keep betting on them, right? You're like, okay, well, they're playing the Raiders. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Then they lose, and you're like, fuck it. Then I just say every team that's playing the Lions, every team's playing the Raiders. just going for the other team.
You did really well in those last couple of weeks, but the beginning weeks really did you in.
And I went 0-4 hurt.
Yeah, 0-4 hurt. It hurt both of us. Had you picked up sooner in the season and not gone 0-4, you would have won this. But unfortunately,
dumb luck wins fucking right out.
Yeah.
Balls out, dumb luck.
Decaf and I will be putting on the mankinis.
Now the question is which car?
Take your pick. I honestly am probably going to say the Cruiser because that means we have to take the duster out. And do you really want my nuts rubbing against that car?
It's a good point.
Yeah. So, we made the bet, and Trencher, the one guy who was most hesitant out of anyone, winds up winning the whole shebang.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised, actually. So.
You're surprised. I'm fucking shocked. Okay,
yeah, I'm not that surprised.
I am because I, you know.
Well, the thing that surprised me, looking at the numbers, I mean, you 38. I mean, it wasn't. You were right. It was very close overall. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
But you, who instigated this bet, you know, in my mind, that meant you were going in going, I know exactly what I'm going to do to win. I'm going to win, da-da-da-da-da. And you were the biggest of the losers.
I was. But looking back at the season this year, you have to admit this was a very, very strange season. Matt Cassel coming in for Tom Brady in, what was that, week two?
Yeah.
Week one. Vince Young going out in week three. Yeah. Kerry Collins, and if anybody would have picked Kerry Collins and his ancient wing to take the Titans to 13-3, I certainly wouldn't have.
Yeah, well, it was the collapse of the Chargers. It was the collapse of the Jaguars. Yeah. It was the collapse of It was another good team. That
the, the Chargers, Jaguars, Panthers didn't do so great either.
No, the Panthers did good this year.
Well.
Because last year they weren't that good.
Yeah, and then Roethlisberger just fading out at the end of the season. The, same with Brett Favre.
The Dolphins, the fucking Falcons.
Speaking of
they start
Favre.
Winning. I mean. Yep.
Speaking of Favre, no one wants to coach the Jets because of Favre. How is that?
Yeah.
Brett Favre exists, therefore a coach for the Jets does not.
It's. All in all, this was a very, very strange season for football, especially with the Lions going 0-16. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owen. 0-16. I saw on NFL Shop. Oh, yeah, on NFLShop.com, you can have any jersey made any way you want. Someone picked a Lions jersey. It says Owen 16.
O-W-E-N, yeah. Number 16. Owen 16, nice.
You know how bad you got to be? And the thing is, it's like they were, I mean, not only were they bad, they were fucking pitiful.
They were pitiful, horrible.
How pissed is Dan from Canis Hosting?
Dan, you know what? Dan's not a big football guy, but he's actually really liking this. Dan and I both agree baseball's more fun to watch. And hockey. He's a big hockey guy.
Baseball's so fucking boring. Are you
kidding
me?
Stop. Baseball's great.
Baseball's fucking worse than... No.
Let him take a rest. Maybe he'll sleep off the Krabbies.
No, there's a special lice medication you need for that. What? No, football was great this year, and the playoffs, I think, are going to be awesome, especially since my Titans, home field advantage, first week bye. Come on now.
And now blow it.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
So the next question is, who's going to the Super Bowl?
Decaf, your pick?
I would say the Colts and the Eagles.
You're going to say Colts and the Eagles? That's kind of a rough pick. I honestly can't believe in that. I don't think, in fact, there's any way that I'm going to believe in it. Trench?
I have no fucking clue. Scroll back in the chat room is pointing out you guys should stop talking sports. You are clueless.
Yeah, I agree.
No one asked him.
That's why Murph's sitting here looking up the NFL.
Well, I wanted to look at the games for this
week. Cheat to win, baby. Cheat to win.
No, I just wanted to look at the games for this week. This week we've got Indy and San Diego and Baltimore and Miami. And then we've got Philly and Minnesota and Atlanta and Arizona. It's going to be rough. I say it's going to be the Giants and the Titans. Tell me that wouldn't be an awesome Super Bowl.
That'd be gay because the Titans kind of suck.
Have you watched football at all this year?
Yeah, I've seen a couple games.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have time to watch football. I'm not an old geezered like you people.
Old geezered.
Nice. All right, so why don't we talk about something different then, since people don't want us talking about sports. Cockbites. Got to ask, Happy New Year's. Well,
the
Happy
Bears.
New Year's every-
All right, go on.
Let's go, Grossman. Let's go. Let's go, Grossman. Let's go. All right. So
I think I'm going to go into the bathroom and take a huge steaming Chicago right into the bowl.
Yeah, you know, everyone's got to drop a Ditka now and then.
Oh, okay. Now, wait. I'll shit all over the Bears, but I'm not going to shit on Ditka.
Okay. I was taking it.
Why? Because in week one, Ditka said that the Titans were going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I see how it goes. All right. So here's the thing. It's New Year's. We are first show of the new year. We really didn't do anything last week with coming up to the end of the 2008. And you know what?
We didn't do shit last week at all.
No, we didn't. So 2008's gone. We want to hear about New Year's stories. I know I stayed in ever so trench style. I stayed in my apartment watching TV, not doing a damn thing.
You didn't have a New Year's kiss?
I had nothing. Aww. Zero. Zip.
He
nothing.
Did. He was practicing with a pillow.
Actually, a mirror.
No, it takes a bath.
Yeah, have you jerked off in the new apartment yet?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right. Got to clean
the it in the Can living room? Was it in the living room, the bedroom, the bathroom?
How do they say don't jerk
all
off?
All three. Shit. Why does he have to choose one?
Shower.
In the shower?
Shower.
Dude, I can't jerk off in the shower because my knees go all
How
wobbly and I'm afraid I'm going to hit my head.
You jerk off in a shower?
Your knees go wobbly.
You have a whole house.
Yeah, it's called having an orgasm.
You can't sit on the shower?
No, it's the most uncomfortable motherfucker to jack off.
In the shower?
Why would you jack off in the fucking shower? Oh my God, dude. That's
easy cleanup.
I was just going
to
say.
Right there.
It's your fucking apartment.
Yeah.
It's easy to clean up wherever you fucking jack off at. Just shoot your spoons on the fucking table and wipe it over with a goddamn Clorox wipe.
You know, I'm gonna find the last linens and things in the city, and I'm gonna buy him a very special jerk towel.
I'm never eating at Trench's house.
Don't eat at his house. He's like jacking off on his table.
Spoons and cheese.
The question is, will Trench be eating anyone at his house?
Yes.
Negative.
There we go.
Yes, you will. A lot of
Irish Mendigo wants to know, how do you watch porn in the shower? He brings up a very good point. What do you have, your laptop wrapped in a plastic baggie
or
something?
You do it. You bring your fucking shit in the bathtub.
Not in the bathtub.
Yeah, you do. With your little loofah.
That's a good thing with a good imagination. When you're desperate, you don't fucking fuck a video.
So wait, when you were jerking off in the shower, what were you thinking of?
Who were you thinking of?
Who or what?
So about New Year.
No. Hold
wait,
on a second.
Wait, I kind of do want to know this. This is interesting.
No, just
who crossed your mind?
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
No.
No, God, no. That'd make his penis invert.
Oh.
He'd all of a sudden have an innie instead of an outie.
I'll tell you what. It was one of those things. It was just morning wood, and I'm like, you know, it ain't going anywhere.
So you took it into the shower?
Okay, here it goes. You start off with morning wood. You go for a few minutes. Your hands start to get tired. Then you have to go get fantasized. So what did you start fantasizing when your hands started
getting
tired?
No. You don't understand. It doesn't take him that long. You're missing a huge, yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, it wasn't me, was it?
No. You're missing a large point here.
A small point.
What was your spank? Come on. What was your spank bait?
I have not had sex since July.
Oh,
that's fine.
July.
What were you thinking of when you jerked off?
I don't know.
You're lying.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I wasn't thinking of anything. I'm like,
it's gone. Like, oh, Mopar. Mopar.
He was thinking about Murphy and candy tassels.
God, I hope not.
That's what I think about when I...
God, I hope not.
Were you thinking about Sidney and his family?
Oh, Jesus. Big titty C.
Oh, yeah, destroying a comedian's career.
Oh, God. We haven't talked about that, have
we? No, we haven't. We also haven't. No one's called in to share their New Year's story, so we'd love to hear from you.
Because everyone wants to know what you're jerking off to.
Honest to God, no one wants to know what I'm jerking off
yes.
to.
Yes, we do.
We do. What were you thinking of when you jerked off? Because you weren't watching porn.
When you was in the shower. You morning wood. You working for a little
you
bit.
Gotta
you
have
get bored, and
dude.
Something starts crossing your mind.
No,
we kind of the tile and shit.
What
in
was in the old Mental Spice Channel? What was going on there?
Nothing. Just like every other time. Nothing.
This motherfucker was jerking off reading the shampoo bottle and shit. You know what I'm saying? Apple scent.
Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat if necessary.
For best results, follow up with suave conditioner.
Again? No, I'm
this motherfucking conditioner is nut sack and shit first. He's going to get us out all fucking wacky.
How much you want to bet he nut reading the 1-800 number if you have questions or comments?
If you drink poison, if you drink this product. Call
poison control. Oh.
Wow. So, what do we do for New Year's? Because this is kind of making me feel uncomfortable now. I can't imagine how you feel.
By uncomfortable,
Trench.
Do you mean wet?
No, uncomfortable.
So, yeah, let's. So Trench, you appeared in your living room.
I appeared in my living room, did absolutely nothing. Stayed up, watched, just watched everything happen. Watched them evacuate the Boulder Station, and that's about it.
Why did they evacuate Boulder Station?
Because some douchebags decided he wanted to tell someone he had a bomb. So they evacuated Boulder Station and made the news.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I think a bomb going off probably would be excitement for Boulder State.
Oh my God, all the oxygen tanks just detonated. Blue hair everywhere. All right, Decaf, what did you do? Yeah.
Well, last year I went on the strip, and I think I told you guys. I told you guys at the show. And it was fun. I was fucking buzzed. It was okay. I was buzzing shit, and there's fireworks, and I had a pretty good time. So, you know, I tell my wife and their family, you know, come on down, come on from California. The strip is cool, this and that, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, bring the kids. You know, the strip is really nice and whatever, right? Go down there. Fucking had to wait forever for food, and then all the kids got tired. They didn't want to go outside. And I told, oh, it's fireworks, fireworks. So I took the youngest one. We go outside. Happy New Year. No fucking fireworks, right? I'm sober as shit, you know. No alcohol, you know. I'm trying to be good, so I only had 2 Jackson Cokes. So I'm trying to be good. And no entertainment. They walked out. They were like, okay. Crowd started pushing. Fights started breaking out. The kids started to get scared. We fucking left. That was my New Year.
Where were you at on the strip then?
Still the same fucking place by the, no, actually we're by, God damn it, what's that? It was like Flamingo.
Okay.
By Flamingo right. Hilton?
Yeah.
Cool.
So mid-strip.
Yeah, well, at least you did something.
So, I mean, it was like, it was a lot of, you know, I feel bad because, you know, I really talked it up. It was like, oh, this, that, and that. And then you go out there and you just lay a fucking egg and it's like, eh. There was like, oh, thanks. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, I'll fuck you too. Yeah. Okay.
You know, you know, I think, what was it, year 2000, they were worried about, like, someone blowing up Vegas. And so they just did this confetti spray off of the top of the Eiffel Tower because it just opened up a couple months before.
I would have enjoyed confetti.
I would have enjoyed confetti.
It was fucking nothing. It was like, Happy New Year. Woo!
Pop. Get out.
All right. Where's my drink? That was it.
Now I've got a question. Yeah. Which countdown was the countdown? Did you notice that they did?
Oh, there was two there were different times.
Because we were pretty close to each other. There was three different 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everyone was drunk, so it was a Happy New Year three times. I was kind of confused.
And they still didn't get the fireworks lit off.
And they still, I was like,
now they weren't allowing
in the countdown because there's no fireworks.
They weren't allowing cans and bottles on the strip. What were people drinking?
No, well, no, they were.
Or did they have the plastic
everybody,
bottles?
Everybody had their own shit. I know people had their everyone had their water that was all different colors, but water. You know what I'm saying? I was like, "Ooh, you drinking beige water? You drinking yellow water? You drinking, you know what I mean, for all the mixed drinks and shit." So no one had bottled water on the strip. So.
No one had bottled water. Now, Scrappy, you were on the strip too.
Yeah, I wasn't too far from decaf actually.
How was your night?
Well, someone tried to pee on my friend.
What?
Water sports. Always a fun way to start the year.
Drunk. I don't know how you're so drunk you think it's acceptable to piss on somebody drunk. Took his penis out and started trying to pee on my friend. Some random guy. Then a big fight broke out and we left. It was no fireworks. I didn't see it. I saw lights and I heard a couple little popping noises. Yeah. But, yeah, I would have been happy with confetti, too.
Yeah, if you didn't bring your own drinks, which I really couldn't. I mean, I'd be walking with, you know, walking the fam and shit. They'd be like, hey. Pull out a fucking big-ass flask with Jack and start downing it.
That'd have been awesome.
I had to be fucking social and shit. You know, go to the bar, get a drink. You know, drink my Coke with a pinch of Jack and shit. You know, it wasn't good. Then the lack of fireworks, man, it really does. I couldn't believe how much it takes away. Without having those fucking fireworks. Mm-hmm. It took away a lot. Everyone was just like, because the thing is, everyone looked dumb as shit because everyone's like, yeah. And everybody looked up because everybody's waiting. Because a lot of people, and I heard people in the, you know, so girls went and started talking to me, of course. But anyway. But then they, you know, hi, how you doing? Oh, nice black man. Take a picture of us.
You're rather non-threatening. Here's my camera. Please don't loot it.
Exactly. That's exactly how they see me, too. Everyone always asks me to take their pictures. Nigga, smile. Take a picture. So they brought friends from other cities and stuff. He said, oh, it's cool and this and that. And a lot of people were fucking pissed off. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, you would think fireworks is, you know, it's an inner child in you. You love fucking fireworks. It's something about,
hell yeah.
You know, something about
explosions
fireworks brings
in midair.
Exactly. You know, you don't see, and the thing is, you don't see it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like traffic or anything. You see fireworks, what, maybe once or twice a year, three times a year.
Yeah.
And so you expect it, especially when you're down on the strip where it's always talked about and how good the fireworks show is. And then no fireworks, you're like, okay, what I do now? You know, do I go back and get another drink or, you know, oh, Happy New Year to the next person? That's about fucking it.
So. And the worst part is since you were with your wife, you couldn't grab some random girl and kiss her.
I never grabbed a random girl to kiss her.
Yeah, we're all buying that.
Yeah, right?
I'm not buying that either.
Well, my New Year's
Eve
was...
Actually, no, they weren't random. They saw it coming and, you know.
They tried to ran.
It's called his birthday party.
Well, my New Year's Eve was suck. I fell asleep at 10:30. I was exhausted. I'd been moving all day, moving just boxes and shit and unpacking. And it was like, I was home with the kids and it's like, fuck it. I'm going to sleep. I just passed out. I fell asleep before my son did and he's 7. It sucks. My life was horrible.
Nye, yeah. Who the fuck lives in Nye County?
No, not Nye. New Year's Eve.
Oh, I was like, wow. because NYE. Okay, I was like, Nye. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't know anyone even Nye listened to the fucking show.
I don't know. If anybody wants to call in and tell us about theirs, I know,
yes,
Rev, you've got a story. It's 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Irish Mandingo, who probably won't be able to call in because he's a caregiver, says he drank some beers, got dropped off at a bar, got some beers, and got a blowjob leaning on the outside of the wall at the bar around midnight. Which is a goddamn great way to start off the new year by saying, don't spit that out.
So no mistletoe, no nothing.
No, man. It was
10:30, huh?
Yeah, 10:30. Dude, I was out cold.
I hear you, man. Dude. A lot of people did sleep this year, and it wasn't as crowded. I don't think it was as crowded as last year, but I think more people are like pissed off. A lot of people, I think, are very poor. Very bad off right now.
Yeah.
And I think they took the alcohol, they took the drinking and said, fuck it, I'm getting lit and getting wild. Because last year, everybody seemed more, it's funny a difference a year make when the economy goes in the toilet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everybody last year seemed like they were enjoying themselves. This year was like a lot of anger. Yeah. More people like yelling and shouting at each other and more mad. And you get like a barely, last year was like, oh, happy new year. Random motherfuckers be trying to hug you and shit. This year was like, yeah, happy new year. Yeah, happy new year.
I think the lack of fireworks may have had something to do with it. It wasn't festive.
Yeah, it wasn't festive at all.
Well, I mean, it's hard to be. Well, they said though that the actual head count of people on the strip was up.
Yeah,
So we had a lot of people on the strip, but they just weren't there. Hey, we got a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey guys, it's Reverend. How's it going? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know, my New Year's Eve was just really like an avalanche of fails. Seriously.
Sounds like this show.
Yeah, kind of. Or JSTFU. Anyway, first plan is going to go down to this small town where a couple of my coworkers lived that had a house on a big plot of land, nobody around. You know, we were just going to get drunk, have fun, play pool, whatever.
Now, Rev, hold on just a second. Let me ask you. You're in Florida, right?
No, I'm in Texas.
Oh, you're in Texas. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Keep going.
Anyway, so, well, like a week and a half before New Year's Eve, drama goes down with the guy who owned the house and his wife. So that went to shit. So I started planning another party with a friend of mine. Drama happened there between her and some other friends. That went to shit. I set up plans to go hang out with this girl I've been interested in for a while. She goes and hangs out with her family.
Oh.
What do? I go hang out at a fucking arcade. Which actually was kind of cool because I'm, the people who hang out there and at the hookah bar next door are kind of cool. So
sound like Trencher. Except for you didn't even do that.
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure there's been a New Year's Eve where Rev and I were hanging out in an arcade together.
Probably, yeah. But the thing was, it was kind of like, man, after all three like fell through, it's like, is somebody trying to tell me to stay home? And I said, no, fuck it. I am not staying home for New Year's Eve. I'm going out. I'm going to have fun, goddammit. And as kind of nerdy as it was, I fucking had fun. So, fuck it,
What'd Better you play?
Street Fighter 4, where I realized, god damn, I suck at that game.
It's because you're not Asian.
Oh, R-15. Shit, yeah, I see the Asian kids that come down there. Jesus Christ. Do you ever want to feel like less than a human being play like an Asian freshman at UT? At pretty much, any fighting game they have, yeah. Like, I'm going to miss Pac-Man. All right, I'll see you later. All right.
Actually, Rev, and this is going to definitely make you stretch your kind of memory here. Who was the dude who was the super nerd that used to put the notebook and start writing notes about all the moves at the arcade? Back when I was, Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, shit, dude. I download move lists from the BBS. I was probably that guy, okay?
Oh, shit. Never mind then.
Loser. I did that with Killer Instinct.
Wait. Oh, Killer Instinct was a piece of shit, man. Come on.
What?
Die
in a fire.
Dude,
now look, I'm not taking anything away from Street Fighter 2, but the guys at Capcom never learned to count because you had Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition, Super Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2 Ultra fucking 3D shit.
Yeah, Killer Instinct was the shit, really. You can't talk about Killer Instinct. Matter of fact, I'm going to send that guy that Scrappy saw about to piss on a friend, and I'm going to send him down pissing you, motherfucker.
Okay.
Well, hey, and then on top of that, you had Alpha, you had the Versus series, you had 3, and then all the versions of 3.
Yeah, and they're
God knows what we're going to get with 4.
There was Gaius Gaius moves.
Yeah, no shit. Dude, look.
Sonic Boom!
You can put Guile in a fight with Saberwolf, and Saberwolf's going to win every time.
No, fuck no.
Hell yeah.
No.
Dude, a guy who does a Sonic Boom versus a fucking werewolf?
Sonic Boom.
Now, you know what? I just realized something. I'm a fucking loser, and you guys have done outpaced me, both of you.
Dude, right. Video games but transcend all losers.
The only thing in my mind right now that's going through my safe and happy place, Daytona. That's it. Safe, happy place.
Rolling start. God, I fucking hated that game.
Well, I mean, it used to be great when our buddy Ragman worked in an arcade. He'd be like, here you go. Clink, 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 clink.
Yeah.
Right on!
Hey, Trench, speaking of him, I've got one better. Well, you remember how when he used to work at Huckleberry's, and he told us how sick he was of that fucking game, because he heard that theme song all the fucking time, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember when the Dreamcast version came out.
Okay.
And,
Sega.
You know, this is when I was still on the radio, you know, back in Iowa. And Ragman was on there, and he, you know, he just said, hey, and I go, hey, Ragman, I got something for you. And he goes, what? And I played the theme song, because it's the exact same one. He goes, you know, Reverend, I never thought you were an asshole, but you know what? You're an asshole.
All right, Rev, we're going to cut you loose here, buddy.
All right, have a good one, guys.
You too, buddy.
Man. Thanks for calling.
Right, and, Rev, yeah, honestly, we'll get your prizes out here, honest. Trench.
Well, hey, I know what's been going on.
No, so Trench thought the box... I swear to God, he thought the box was a box he had to move. Now, not only that, but I still have your box of porn that I'm supposed to send you. All those VHS tapes.
Oh, hey, you know what I'm looking forward to? That fucking clicker liquor that asshole was supposed to send me 5 fucking years ago.
Yep, one of the old prizes. Guess what's in the box?
Huh.
Nice. All right, Rev, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Yeah, you know what? One thing I will say, Spankwagon Radio has a shitty shipping and receiving department.
Yeah,
kidding. You know what? Those assholes never seem to work.
Those assholes never seem to work.
They go.
All right. So you wear them out?
In the shower. No, so I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at the chat room. I want to do something real quick. I want to do an old bit. I want to see if this is the right audio. So hold on.
Oh, wow.
Was it before me?
Way before.
Dude, this is before me.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the moment in Spankwagon Radio where we acknowledge you with mad props. First off, we have mad props. I don't think we have any clickers in here.
Look and see if there's any in there. There might be some in the drawer.
Big mad props to Airwolf. Wait, are we still... Well, those are mad clickers.
There we go. It fucking works. Let's do it.
All right. So, Airwolf, mad props.
When do we do it, though?
Well, after the mad props.
Oh.
Give another mad props to Reverend Hammer.
Mad props.
Hey, let's not forget Toe.
Mad props.
Wow. Virtual One.
Old school broken six on the phone props.
Oh, I remember that. Mad props. Irish Mandingo's going, what the fuck? This is old school, dude. Irish Mandingo, you're a listener. You rock. You got a blowjob for New Year's Eve outside of work or the bar.
Mad props.
Was it a girl?
And finally, let's give it up to Radio XUK because in Europe, they need mad props.
Yes, Radio UK, you're one of my favorites, man. You're the only one to say hi to me. Fuck everybody else in the whole chat room. Fuck them all.
And it's the same
glitch.
That was really hard to find. I was doing that while you guys were doing all the phone call.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the biggest highs and the biggest lows of 2008 in our weekly feature, Spankscussion.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
We can. Let's fix the landlord. King Hush here, boys and girls. And when I'm not toking on some dude's pole, I mean, on the bong, I like to check out Spankwagon Radio, hosted by CanisHosting.com. I heard you can get website hosting for less than a dime bag. Now to the Poo Deck playlist.
We're back, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net, where you can go to the website, check out the chat room, check out the forum, check out the gallery. It's all good. It's all there, spankwagon.net. What do you got for us, Decaf?
Well, I was on the Spank discussion today, I was going to do the biggest high, biggest lows of the year for each of us. And I think I'm thinking of this, I think I'm having a lot more lows than highs this year.
Yeah.
A lot. A lot more lows. So I'm going to go over, I'm probably going to give you a few with the beginning of the year, you know, just a few of the lows, and then I'm going to give you the biggest low. I said the Patriots losing.
Oh, God.
The Lakers losing. what else happened? Oh, A student, 3.8 GPA average.
Nice.
Got an F in my math class.
Fuck.
I have to retake it this spring. Another $200 gone to waste. And then I got in the other spectrum, my other class, the history class, I got an A. So I got an A and I got an F in math. I just fucking.
What math was it?
It was intermediate algebra. I just couldn't get into it, man. It was just so much going on the second half of the year, and just math wasn't there. I guess that's pretty much the lows. I say the highs is that, you know, I think it was a good year with Spankwagon, you know, of course. I think a lot of things, a lot of.
Dude, your book.
Well, I know. I'm getting there. That's
sorry,
like
sorry, list. Sorry.
And there's a lot of good things, you know, family-wise or, you know, things like that. I'm thankful I still got my job, you know. But I think the biggest low this year, I'll give you the biggest low first, so I'll give you the biggest high afterwards, which we just gave away. But the biggest low, and I think I mentioned to you guys one of these. I had two people I know commit suicide this year.
Remember.
The first one was one of my friends that, you know, that's when I went to Laughlin and mm-hmm. had the mancation. Mm-hmm. And then just on the 30th or the 31st, my brother's wife's father hung himself.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I got to go to the funeral tomorrow. So that's partly... Now you see.
I'm
partly kind of down.
Now, that kind of.
You know, just thinking, it's like, you know, I just saw him on on Christmas, right? You know, 5 days later. You know what I mean? He probably was sometimes, you know, they say that it's telling and it's not, you know, like, oh, man, I could tell that he was going there. And sometimes, yeah, but then sometimes, well, in his case, yeah, because he was already – kind of going there. He didn't really talk to nobody.
He was already on that spot.
He was already on that, you know, and you would expect that from him. But my friend earlier that did it, he made plans the whole week and then killed himself, you know, out of the blue. So it's kind of like you never know. You know, the thing is, you never know. You can't say, oh, man, I saw it coming, or how did I miss it? You just, when a person decides to do it, there's no notice, no, you know, as soon as people write notes, as soon as people start calling other people, they're not going to do it. People are going to do it. You taking a shit. Do you tell everybody you're going to take a shit, or do you go take a shit?
Just
go take a shit. Right. That's how it is. So, and that was my biggest low. My biggest high is publishing August of 77, finally, because I worked on that shit forever. And the best moment of my signing was my mom showing up, because my mom don't go out a whole lot. And then when she came there, you know, was they able to hear my speech, and then all my friends was there and all my family was there. And like, I was so fucking nervous. I've never been so nervous before. I mean, I've been on stage, I've done improv, but having people come in and sign, you know, for the book, I was like fucking trembling. I'm trying to sign the book. I'm like,
it's because everyone's there for you.
Yeah. So it's kind of, you know, it is kind of weird at other spot, but. So.
Even though some of your friends showed up late.
Well, no, but it's fine, man. You showed up. Some
people didn't even bother to do that.
I know.
And so. I'll tell you, I've read the book, and it's a great book.
Thank you very much.
Highly recommend it. It's a great read.
It is on my shelf next to my computer, ready to be the next book that I sit down and read.
Okay.
So.
Alrighty. So on to
Trench.
You know, I could go with the easy ins and outs of this year, because this year's, you know.
Hey-o.
That definitely ain't happening. It's only had a couple memorable, obviously huge memorable. First off, I did get the divorce.
Is that high or the low?
I don't know. I really
I know. It kind of swings
right
that
it's
way.
It's right there in the middle because, yeah, okay, you know, I'm making that change, that positive change to my life that I think I need, you know. Probably one of the first times in a long time I've actually taken a risk, because I am risk adverse. I don't take risks well. And I've taken a huge risk this year. So I don't know if that's a high or a low. Ultimately, though, the low is going to be the fact that, you know, my son, you know, and don't confuse us, I'm okay with this, you know, this decision. But, you know, my son now lives in Iowa. So it's a little bit awkward for me because I'm used to having him there. Even if I wasn't fully engaged because I was distracted by something else, I knew where he was. I knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a little frustrating to not fully know.
Yeah.
And not be a part. So I could say for 2009, this is the year that's going to test my mental faculties. If I do go completely batshit insane, it'll be this year. So I other than that, I really don't have – I mean, maybe I could have said a high would have been my 10th wedding anniversary in the summer, but no. Everything for me was really ultimately middle of the road. No super highs, no super lows.
Pretty much story of your life.
Again, risk averse. I don't take challenges. I don't take risks. And
what were we doing in the car the other day? Ladies and gentlemen, celebrate mediocrity.
Woo-hoo! Exactly. Celebrating mediocrity for the year.
The year of average.
You know, and that's just sort of how I am, unfortunately. So, yep, that was my year.
Basically. Wow, look at that. Now we've put him into a funk. Well, for me, the high for me this year obviously was having the baby.
Yes.
Not me, but my wife. You know,
well,
she's
a baby too. He just bunches apart.
Baby Chuck and baby Chuck. She actually crawled for the first time 2 days ago. It was kind of a weird point for me though, because she was crawling on the couch, which was great, but she was crawling because she wanted my laptop. Not so great. She got to the laptop and started banging on the keys. I'm like, oh, this is cute. Get away from the computer, kid.
Teach him early.
Yeah. I think the biggest low for me for the year was getting dragged into the RKR shit with the Real Kid Radio stuff.
Oh.
I think that actually was a pretty big low for me personally, just because, you know, my family got pulled into it, friends of mine. And, you know, we did so much this year on the show. You know, the benefit for the little boy.
Well, that was, last December.
It was in December, but we got pulled into that, and the real meat of it really did start to hit, I'd say, probably about January, February. And we fought through that for a couple of months, and it kind of, you know, for those of you that don't know, behind the scenes, we had some pretty big blowouts over that. Trench wanted it to be even-handed and also didn't want us to go too far. I was pulling to go, so, look, guys, you do not know how far I went personally on this. I went so far as to pull background checks on the entire RKR crew. There is a folder sitting in that luckily Trench has and not I do that contains all pertinent information to everyone involved with Real Kid Radio, down to copies of the arrest report and the details from the court case of Kevin Scampoli and his conviction of domestic abuse against his girlfriend at the time. I went too far on that, and I feel bad for actually going that far. For me, that was my lowest point of the year. I got pulled into that because I hate to lose, and that's just the way it goes.
So was the biggest high for the show ratting out Brad?
You know, the high for the show this year is kind of hard to say. We had so many weird off-the-wall points.
Yeah, this was one of those shows. I mean, there was... You know, since we changed format with the introduction of Murph and Decaf and Chief and all them, I mean, it was one of those situations where everything just keeps doing uphill, because we do something very, very unique. Even I hate saying it, but even if some people feel that, you know, because who we are, what we are, and what we do is too much over the top.
Yeah.
You know, I still think it was all pretty good, you know, whether it means having transgenders or
porn stars or
you know, we get to interview comic book legends, up and coming legends,
or shows that were just total fucking disasters.
Oh yeah,
with the guests not showing up.
We do a live show where the live show doesn't happen.
Yeah, because everything broke down. I mean, it was one of those things that, you know what, I'm glad it happened, because the learning experience is absolutely there. If we do it again, we're doing it way smarter. or we're just saying, fuck it, and going with what we can do.
Yeah.
You know, we're learning from that. And honestly, you know, again, maybe I could say that the entire year, yeah, we've had our blowouts. I mean, the RKR shit really, really tested everything Spankwagon. Everything.
Yeah, we almost went down a road and... became, for those of you that aren't familiar with the whole ordeal, what happened was we had Papa Joe Chevalier, who I can honestly say is a good friend of the show.
Yeah, we love Papa Joe.
We got a call from one of Papa Joe's producers.
No, actually, it was a listener.
Oh, one of their listeners. Yeah, it was one of their listeners. And basically said, these guys are going after Papa Joe. Papa Joe's too big of a guy to really do anything about it. So we managed to find out who these guys were. We went after them. And it kind of...
It started out fun.
Started out fun, but then when they realized that they weren't going to be able to rattle us by using the same lines that they had heard on Opie and Anthony this morning...
And calling me colored.
And calling you... You guys have a colored? It kind of went meltdown from there. We called them out on a bunch of crap.
And we actually called out one of our syndicates because... And this kind of kept going because the syndicate kept... trying to say that we were being taken off of FM and AM, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself,
wow, who are we on AM or FM? Well,
how can
you
do that? Because we like cock
Bradley,
suck dick,
Bradley Trammell of Arrow 97 Online, who says his station is still on the air somewhere.
Look, but you know what? I'm over it. But the point is, you know, we had all this drama that, you know, it happened, and we're like, okay, whoa.
You know, I wanted to go full on with it. Decaf, I think, was kind of trying to mediate all of this. And over this year, Decaf has been the referee of
everything.
Yeah,
he has. He's put up with so much shit.
He's been the mediating force between, you know, Scrappy and myself, Scrappy and Trencher, between Trencher and I on things. And the one or two times where Decaf's really gotten... look, let me. You guys don't know this, but after every show, we leave here. You can turn the camera to me.
No, I was turned to Decaf, but I can't see.
Yeah, let's get on Decaf. There he is. Every show after we leave here, we go and we go eat somewhere. And Decaf is always that force who sits there and says, what are we doing wrong? How do we change it? How do we make this better? And it doesn't matter if Trench and I want to talk about a movie or about anything. Decaf is always that charging force between trying to make the show better. And you are so appreciated for that. I mean, I don't think you get enough credit on air for what you really bring to the show.
Or advertising bits.
Advertising bits that we have nothing to do with that are created by a third party. I think your genius is really...
Tolerating the extremes that sit next to you.
Yeah, no kidding. Decaf is that centralizing force, but he's also... He's a comedic powerhouse that I think gets drowned out sometimes by my need to yell and be overheard and Trench's need to control the situation. So much so that coming up in the next, what is it, January 11th, coming up in the next week or so, guys, here on LV Rocks, there's going to be something that you're going to be able to listen to and watch, and that is the Girls of the Internet Party. Now, last year, the Gotti Party was supposed to be all the hosts from all the different shows getting mixed up into a weird quagmire of interviewing these porn chicks. But now, this year, we've decided that it is going to be the Decaf show, where Decaf will be doing 99% of the... Look at his eyes, just got huge, like, I can't believe this.
Yeah, you're going to have to take Monday the 12th off.
Decaf is going to be doing most of the interviewing duty.
You know what? I already have Monday the 12th off. I have the whole week off.
Fantastic.
Decaf is going to be doing most of the interviewing duty, of the on-air talent duty. Myself will be backing him up as his co-host. Trencher and studio engineer are going to be doing the mechanical parts of things, but we believe in what this guy does so much that he is the fucking talent that night, god damn it. So please check that out. That's the Gotti Party, the Girls of the Internet Party.
GOTIVegas.com.
Yeah, and I do believe those of you that are local in town can actually come down to the OG and be there that night.
And there is a cover charge.
There is a cover charge for it.
And I forget the sponsor. We just
ClipsForSale.com. ClipsForSale.com is going to be the sponsor on that. But yeah, Decaf's put up with a lot this year. He's been, I mean, that Negro's been sent to the back of the bus more times than I care to count. He's put up with my nonstop racial ranting with Trench's, I don't even know what to call Trench's anal retentiveness. He's really put up with a lot of it. And again, he does not get enough credit on the show for the driving force that he is. He is, technically speaking, he is the co-host and I am the third mic. That is how it goes.
Come on, I'm very thankful for the Gotti Party, and the thing is, it's not so much. I mean, I thrive. Yeah, off of, you know, your guys' energy and moods, and I kind of could swing both ways.
Can you now? Really?
You were training. No, I can swing. Which I found out earlier this year. No, I can swing both ways where it's kind of like, you know, I could be the, you know, the laugh force, like, you know, like a Murphy Friends where, you know, and then I could be, you know, more mild and mellow. And that's probably the biggest thing with me overall, you know, my personality that I'm, you know, I can really do it. And that set situations, I always try to get everyone involved, you know, because I believe in group. I'm a real big believer
in an orgy, if you will.
I love that shit too. But I'm a big believer in group and everybody working together, even though with their bad qualities, with their, you know, the need to shout in the mic or, you know, get pissed off, or, you know, I'm not a person that try to ax somebody. You know, I don't believe in axing. I believe, okay, come on in. We'll try to, you know,
I'm sorry, you don't believe in what? You don't believe in what?
Axing off anybody, you know, like, dude, we just got to get rid of this motherfucker. You know what I mean? This shit ain't going to work, so.
You know, I don't think.
Axing a word?
Oh, come on.
I just don't think you get enough credit on this show for what you bring. And I have to tell you, you do bring quite a bit to the show. Whether it be your writing or your pushing us behind the scenes, or you're booking great guests.
That actually show.
And I love you, man.
I love you too,
man. I'm kind of indifferent.
We love you so much, we took our shirts off and hugged you.
Oh, yeah, I do love you.
You look great, by the way, too. I know. Shit.
Are you going to cry? You going to tear up on us? I think he is.
Chat room. Let Decaf know how much you love him. Send him an email. BigDaddy@SpankWagon.net. Say in the chat room. Say it in the forum. Send him a picture of you telling him how much you love him.
Are we ready to roll the credits?
No, no, we got a few minutes. So there's our ups and downs and for Spankwagon. But I think, you know, the ups and downs, first off, I want to just say massive ups to finally seeing the country come together in a way that, honestly, 4 years ago, I did not think at all possible with the election of Barack Obama.
Yeah, that most of all. I told you guys, I cried that fucking night where I see
you
so
and me
many
both.
Different. Yeah, you see all the different races, everything in the crowd, all, you know, coming together and cheering. Oh my
Oprah
god,
Oprah crying on a millionaire's shoulder.
Yeah, you know, it was like no other election I've ever seen.
No, you're absolutely right. No other election that we've ever seen. And if you really think about it, I mean, we have what, less than, what is today?
We've got 18 days.
18 days.
Yes, I know.
And he's our president. And we finally have done something that I think is progressive. Yeah. You know, absolutely progressive. So,
if I was Bush, I would go on TV every day and say act of terror, because I think that's the only thing he said. So he's not going to say that shit one more time before I go out. This was an act of terror.
You know, you're absolutely,
you know,
right.
Like, and no one cares. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one cares what he's saying. It's like, why even do it? You just bail out your friends. And,
you know, and yeah, leave. just get out, because yeah. No one cares. No one cares what you're doing. But the minute Barack Obama puts together a meeting, and I love this, he actually had his office of the president-elect with him in Hawaii when he was on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So much so, if anything happened, Johnny on the spot. I mean, right there, ready to act. And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. Now, I will say that, you know, maybe you want to be careful with some of your what you're doing, because you don't want to perceive there being two presidents. But how is it this dude is doing more before he's president
than Bush has done in the last 8 years?
I think that's got to be one of the best comments I've heard, you know, just beginning of this year. That is true. He's done more, and he's got more people interested in him. And when he's not even the fucking president yet.
Yeah.
He's just the president.
Now, you know, in the chat room, Rev points out Bush is doing that with the Hamas-Israel thing. You're right. I mean, but you know what? You're going after an easy win there, because, you know, it's going to look good. Because that's the one thing. Every president always wants to be that president that fixes everything in Israel.
Yeah.
Bush's legacy is going to be one of a false war, a ruined economy, and a destruction of everything that we hold dear
and, you know,
in this country.
It's interesting is people are going to say, well, it takes 7 years for an economy to, you know. He's been in for 8. So there you go.
You know, Bush was handed the largest surplus in U.S. history and just dwindled it away in less than 2 years.
Yeah.
Put our country at risk. Put us in a war that we don't need to be in.
We have more restrictions on us as Americans now than, I mean, any country that claims to be free has.
And just walking in the mall and seeing every fourth store closed is just...
It's hurting, and it's starting to hit home. You know, it's starting to really hit home on most of us here, and it's just a brutal situation, and I hope we come out of it soon. They're already talking about the stimulus packages that they want to do. It's going to come out in basically in waves. The first one is specifically designed to help homeowners, not businesses, not Wall Street, but the actual taxpayers themselves.
Nice. So on this one, it's actually going to be restrictions and money is actually going to the people, not to businesses.
That's
so
what they're talking about.
So they can go trade with each other and, you know, and to make more money for themselves.
You know, and one thing I think what you have to consider, though, is this may be a very interesting point for the United States. First off, electing a black president. Secondly, with this crisis, maybe we might all finally kind of do what we've always talked about. You know, saying, hey, let's change from a pro-consumer, pro-service society back into something a little more meaningful.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of work knowing a lot of people to get that
change. Absolutely.
Around,
you know, it's a mental change. It's a complete mental change.
I mean, he put together like a political dream team. You know what I mean? It's like everybody has some outstanding credit in what they did. Mm-hmm. It's not like the Bush administration when you put somebody who, or somebody that their company – pollutes the environment, but they put him in charge of the EPA. So it's
and then you repeal all the EPA laws and make these companies supposed to self-govern themselves as far as that goes.
Yeah, and that's just it. You can't, you know, it was cronyism at its worst. And one interesting thing is the fact that, I'll say this, as part of 2008, when the election, on election night, watching him give that speech, I was sitting there on the couch with, you know, my then ex-wife. And we were both just, jaws were like, whoa, this is fantastic. This is what, you know, I finally had that feeling of, I am happy to be a father, to be alive. This is something that in my generation, my era, I can say, look at what we did.
Yep.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe he might be a complete fuck up. I doubt it, you know, but at least we're finally doing something. As opposed to just burying our head in the sand and not doing a damn thing and just moving forward in the wrong direction. Because it may be forward, but, you know, if you're going the wrong direction, what good is it?
Yeah. But overall, I want to tell you what I'm happy to see before we go to the credits. I'm happy to see that you're on your own and you're starting a new life and, you know, it's going to take a lot of adjustments and stuff. And you know, I feel from you that, you know, you still trying to get used to the situation. But, you know, you did do a big risk. You made a big change in your life and, you know, and a couple of big changes, you know. Like most of all for me, I think, you know, more than your divorce because it's kind of a middle ground, you know, with the separation of your son. But I think, like, you know, losing all the weight you did and sticking with it. And, you know, through all the tough times you had and getting your own place and all that, you took on a lot of things this year. And I'm proud of you for that, you know. It really makes me look up.
Are you going to take your shirt off and hug him?
And you.
Would I really notice if his shirt was off?
And I see you with your baby, and it's like...
Oh,
it's,
Chuck.
And it's just wonderful. You hear Murphy on the show. You hear, like, oh, this guy's a fucking asshole. But I tell you, you put a baby in his hands, and this motherfucker's, like, all weepy and just... Oh. I mean, it's the cutest thing you ever want to fucking see. I'm going to make Christmas cards of this shit. You know
she's,
what I'm saying?
She's a great baby,
I know
too.
She is.
She's a great baby.
And, you know, and I'm also proud to see because so many people, I don't know who's listening,
dogged you about, oh, you're not going to last at your job. Oh, you're not going to whatever. You're making a big success. Actually, you've done better than I thought you, you know, that I thought you would, you know, at the job. And I know I'm hearing all this negativity, but I see all this positive coming from
Wait,
you
who said I wasn't going to do well at my
I'm
job?
I'm not calling out names. So I'm not calling out names.
Motherfucker, we know all, most of the same people, too. Yeah. Shit.
But I just said I'm glad to see you prove everybody wrong.
Yeah, yes. Well. That's if I don't get laid off. So
I know. But hey, it's not. But it won't be because of you. Normally,
I hope not. Oh, wow. So that was 2008, folks. Yeah. In the first show of 2009. Next week, who knows? I hear rumor that we may have Foxy back in studio to talk about her Adult Video Award nomination.
Ooh,
which should be cool. We know an award nominated porn star.
There we go.
And who knows what
that builds up our street cred.
Who knows what else 2009 may hold?
D Street.
I know that Derek over at Comic Oasis has something fun for us possibly coming up soon. I know that we have some new stuff we're rolling out here. Do you want me to play it?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll hold off on it, but we have something for you guys, something great, and something hopefully all of you can be a part of and partake in. And for the new year, we're not changing any of the music.
Fuck.
Although when I start hearing this song in commercials, kind of hurts me a little inside.
Yeah, well.
Ref said bring back Lisa.
Bring back
Lisa.
Lisa's
gone. Lisa left. She moved back to Fresno.
Way on. All right.
No, folks, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Internet radio show ever. You've been listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio, baby.
That's right. I was waiting for the real one. we got to say thanks to a couple of people out there. Trench, who do we have to say thank you to?
I already did the mad props. Fuck them.
Yeah, but we got other people to talk to.
Oh, yeah. Big ass syndicates list. Dwarf from Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, LV Rocks. Hey, we love you, Jimmy. Come home. Radio X UK. We love you, Jawar. Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Jody with the promos, and Trax Radio. Whew.
Santa Claus is not real, you liar!
Hey, you know what? Other friends, you know, check out spankwagon.net. Click on the friends links. Click
you know
on
what
the.
I gotta do. Santa I gotta dress up like Santa Claus next year. That's backing up your friend.
It's
I'm gonna
Nigga
dress
Claus.
Up like Santa Claus and come to your fucking house and hopefully don't get shot.
Who's this? Why? That's Brother Claus.
Yeah. Santa Claus is illegitimate cousin.
He's a goddamn cookies. I want a motherfucking phony bitch.
I'll show you cookies. All right.
And remember, folks, if we're not live,
find us in the archive.
Podcast.lvrocks.com.
Fuck that.
No.
Spankwagon.net. Click on the RSS feed. Click on the podcast feed.
Find us in iTunes.
We're
everywhere. You can get SWR and MRAF all in one healthy dose.
God, you know, maybe this year we'll finally get some usage in the forums in the chat room.
That'd be great.
Great.
So for 2009, just want to say champagne for our real friends, real pain for our sham friends.
What?
It makes sense.
We're out.